Welcome back to the Bama Online Podcast, a breaking news edition of the BOL Podcast. This one on a Thursday evening. It is late September. You're probably thinking football commitment, and you would be wrong. Tim Watts, we bring you in here, site publisher, of course, for BamaOnline.com, and an absolutely massive hit for Nate Oates and his staff on the basketball recruiting trail Thursday evening.
Yeah, I mean, this is a huge one. Jaden Bradley from IMG, five-star lead guard, point guard from IMG, and Braden from Florida commits to Alabama. You know, it's been kind of quiet, you know, in the recruiting process for the basketball staff. They flirted with several guys, highly ranked guys. I mean, you know, Nate Oates and his staff, they're big game hunters. You know, there's not a lot of quail and pigeons out there that they're shooting at. They're shooting at the big animals. So they're out here chasing five-star talent, recruiting against the blue bloods. Saw one go to Arkansas last night, Nick Smith, that they were heavily involved with until, you know, probably led for maybe to the last couple of weeks and lost him. But thing about this staff is they do a great job of lining up other players. I feel confident. I've said this several times. I feel confident they're going to have a good class. But now I feel confident it's probably going to be a great class. Jaden Bradley, you know, I think he's in the discussion for the top guard in the country. I don't think his ranking actually does him justice. When you watch his film, to me, and I'm not big on comparisons. You worked with me a long time, and no, I don't just throw comparisons out there. I'm not great at them. But, I mean, when I saw this guy, he reminded me so much of Chris Paul in high school. Very similar type guy. He's bigger than Chris. You know, obviously Chris is a Hall of Fame point guard, but he's very smooth if you watch him. He's very crafty in the lane, getting to the cup, getting to the basket. He's a guy. You should pass his pinpoint passes, cross the floor, facilitator. He does all of that. And he's going to keep you honest with that jumper. It's not something – it's not a work in progress. He's not a guy you can really push up on. He's going to go by you. And he's a guy, if you lag off on, he's going to hit that jumper and keep you honest. So big guy, 6'3", lead guard, long arms, high cut, quick, smart, crafty. And if you watch him on the floor, he's one of those guys that might even be – a pass first guy when he gets to college. He might be that much of a facilitator, similar to Kyra, but he can score. He can put the ball in the basket. Just a really big get. I mean, you're talking about Alabama battling Arizona, North Carolina, Florida State, Gonzaga, who's a monster on the recruiting trail. So absolutely a big get.
Yeah, and Brandon Jenkins, the recruiting analyst, national recruiting analyst for us at 247sports.com, his breakdown Bradley supports that comparison to, say, a CP3, and that, you know, Brandon also says he's maybe more of a throwback traditional point guard, mentions the size and, you know, kind of a bigger guard and can play on the ball. Obviously, as a point guard, you can't have too many guys like that in the style of play that Nate Oates likes to put out there. And I guess Brian Hodgson, once again, right? I mean, Antoine Petway's been great in his own way, too, but Brian Hodgson coming in with Nate Oates a couple of years ago. This guy absolutely continues to get it done on the trail, Tim.
You know, mama, there goes that man again. You know, he's that guy. He's going to be the guy that's really pushing a lot of these top guys. Petway does a great job. He doesn't have as many prospects. But, you know, the thing with Brian is you look, he has so many. He signed the whole 2020 class, basically, that whole class that year that was a nationally ranked group. You look at him going in here. He also signed Josh Primo, who was a lottery choice. And, hey, Josh Primo, I mean, Alabama staff was so excited about that guy. And we saw what a talent he was by ended up, you know, going so high in the NBA draft. And that was off a small sample size in a COVID year, you know, where he had his ups and downs. So these guys recognize talent. Brian leads the way. Obviously, Petway does a really good job, especially with the in-state guys. Landed J.D. Davidson last year. Another guy that helps out on campus. But I think when you look at it, they just sell each other so well. I know that's a close-knit group. I know Brian and Petway get along well. You add in, you know, Nate Oates. And I mean, you know, it's going to start there. His style of play, his energy, there's so much to like about him. You know, for Alabama fans, you haven't really seen that in so long. But, I mean, this is a guy that's got excitement around the program. And I think you and I, you know, we're old heads. We've seen a lot of basketball. I don't remember this since basically maybe Godfrey's early years, a little bit, a couple of months. But really more so with even Wimp's teams that were going to Sweet 16s on the regular. But you're talking about an infusion of talent, and not just an infusion, but every year they're replacing the talent that they're losing to the NBA draft. and just a fun team to watch. You know, last year was so much fun to watch those guys. Probably fell a little bit short, ran into that UCLA buzzsaw that was sort of a destiny type team, just had everything clicking at the right time. But such a fun team to watch.
You know, we talk so much about IMG in relation to Alabama football, and understandably so, but pretty nice little stretch going on here with Oates and Hodgson and the Alabama staff where IMG is concerned. You get Charles Bediako, the 7-footer, out of there for the class of 2021, and a great way to kind of keep things going as you look to build on this 2022 class now with Jaden Bradley.
Yeah, I mean, that school, that, you know, that's a school that knows what it's doing as far as getting guys squared away. You know, the thing I like about IMG the most, there's not a lot of distractions. It's basically going to college, going to workouts. I looked at it for baseball for one of my sons. It's a very strict program. I mean, those guys are going to come in pretty well adjusted to get ready for that college, you know, life. Just not the sports aspect, but the school and everything else, the workouts that go with it. But yeah, IMG's been good to Alabama, and Brian does a terrific job down there recruiting them. Again, this guy's an instant impact guy, which is going to be big because Alabama's a decently talented team every year now. They're flipping them over pretty good. But when you look at this guy that can come in, facilitate, grab rebounds, push the ball up the floor, and you're talking about that fast pace. Watch some of these guys out, some of this guy's outlet passes. Bradley is slinging bullets up and down the floor. I mean, he's a chest pass. You know, he's obviously not a guy that avoids the chest pass. He'll put some.
Can he throw a 3/4 court bounce pass? That's what I need to know, Tim. Is he that kind of guy? Because I love that guy that can throw that 3/4 court bounce pass on the move.
I think he can. And you know, another thing, if you really watch his film on YouTube, I'd encourage everybody to go watch it. He is crafty around that rim finishing. I mean, he can contort his body. He can finish on the left side with his right hand. He's twisting in there, a lot of body control. Obviously, a very strong kid to be able to do that, but very exciting. And the thing about it is, you know, you see AAU basketball highlights, and it is Trey Young type stuff, pulling up, pulling up, pulling up, pulling up, pulling up, dunking, and all that kind of stuff. This guy's a little bit of an old school kind of guy who is playing, you know, in the AAU setting, is playing the team basketball. So a guy that obviously could probably score at will if he wanted to, just a hard guy to keep out of that lane. But this is a guy that doesn't mind passing first, and Alabama's going to have some guys when they get out and run under Nate Oates' system. When they get out and run, they're going to have some guys trailing down the floor, kicking out on the wings, who are going to be open for shots that can make them.
Yeah, you can do that even in today's game. As long as you can hit the open three as a point guard, you can do that, no doubt about it. We're going to head to a break here on the Bama Online Podcast. A breaking news edition is Jaden Bradley, 5-star point guard from IMG Academy, announces his commitment to the Alabama Crimson Tide for the 2022 recruiting cycle. More with Tim Watts right after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back with more of the Bama Online Podcast, a breaking news edition on this Thursday evening. Jaden Bradley, a 5-star point guard from IMG Academy, has committed to the Alabama men's basketball program. A huge get, a huge building block, I guess, Tim Watts, when you talk about this 2022 cycle. And you sort of touched on this before the break with the possibilities of the current roster where the NBA is concerned. You've got to take that into account. So whereas you look at the roster and you see guys like Quinterly and you see J.D. Davison and Jaden Shackelford and a number of guards and think, well, they're pretty well stocked already with Nate Oates and this crew, we're starting to get into some one and done territory with Davison and some other guys that might be two or three and outs.
Yeah, I absolutely think that's something you have to do. You want to add talent, but you just as importantly, you want to replace talent. I mean, Alabama's going on a string of Kyra leaving early for the pros, Primo leaving early for the pros. You bring in a guy like J.D. Davison, who's going to, you know, to me, he's really going to have a chance to shine in this system, draw a lot of attention and eyes on him. So he's a guy that could easily go, end up going in the first round of the draft next year. However, if he doesn't, if you start stacking Bradley with J.D. Davison, even for a year, you're going to create quite the problem on a basketball court with the way those guys play. They move so fast. They play so fast. And you're seeing that NBA trickle. You know, you watched NBA for years. You didn't even see an Alabama player. I remember getting excited because Jamichael Green was back in the NBA from playing overseas or wherever he was. Now you look up, you're seeing Colin Sexton. You're seeing Kyra. You're seeing Primo get it drafted high. You're seeing Herb Jones. You're seeing Jamichael. You're seeing Alabama guys in the NBA. And that's going to remind a lot of Alabama fans of the National Football League and what Nick Saban did, where there was a lot of games. You know, you had to really find a game to find an Alabama player, you know, 15 years ago. There just wasn't quite as many as they are now. Now you can't avoid them. So I think Alabama, you're watching them put those guys on the floor. And, hey, you know what? This class, like I said, I expected this class to be really good. I think it's on the verge of being great. They certainly have a chance with guys like Brandon Miller, who's still out there, Jairus Walker. Those are two more five-star. Jairus is a power forward from Florida. You got Brandon Miller, who's from Tennessee. Of course, his dad, the Alabama connection, who played at Alabama. He's a small forward type. You got those guys out there still, along with Rylan Griffin and some other guys. So I'm looking to see how this staff can close, because they've got some high-end targets out there. But this certainly, as you know, the domino effect, especially in basketball, quarterback on offense and football often is the leader. Point guard in basketball is often the leader. I think we saw that last year with JD, where a lot of guys really saw him and wanted to play with him. And I do think that paid off down the road at the end with Charles Bediako, you know, who was a top 35 national player, some kind of as a five-star, I believe, another guy from Bradenton. So you saw him sort of follow JD, and it wouldn't surprise me other guys. Because if you can find a guard that'll pass and you're a big or you're a wing, that's definitely a guy you want to play with.
Yeah, regardless of sport, it seems as if five stars attract other five stars. And it never hurts, as you said, if those five stars play positions like point guard, like quarterback. Absolutely, no doubt about it. So you sort of outlined some of the potential scenarios that are still out there for this 2022 cycle, Tim, and unfortunately, you got to factor the potential for injury into some of this too. On sort of a down note, not to turn this into a gloom and doom on such a positive day for Alabama men's hoops, but we've seen it probably all too often, I'm sure, for Nate Oates's preference the last couple of years. A number of guys that have undergone some extensive injuries and the rehabs that come with them. So always need to be replenishing that roster, but it's a big, big pickup in Jaden Bradley. And so when we talk about the potential to try to forecast numbers, is it harder in basketball than it even is in football, Tim, when you're talking about class size for a given year because of the wide range of guys that could move on to the National Basketball Association? And then also, you know, how busy the transfer portal stays in hoops as well.
Yeah, it is. You know, with football, to me, it's always been simple. I don't worry about the numbers because I know they're going to work out. With basketball, you probably have a similar situation, but to me it just seems it's so magnified by a transfer, by somebody leaving, by somebody going pro. I mean, let's be honest, this time last year, there wasn't anybody that really thought Josh Primo was going to not be at Alabama for a sophomore year. Even most of the way through his freshman campaign, I think most expected him to come back. So you never really know what happens when you step out on a basketball court. Now, I'm not surprised Primo drew NBA interest. He's 6'6". He can shoot. He's bouncy. He's young. So when they get in front of those NBA scouts, you never know how that workout's going to go. It is hard to project, but I think this is a situation where they're going to take top talent. They're going to find room to take these top guys, like a guy like Brandon Miller, who's currently, you know, looking at a few schools, looking at the G League. You know, I think he was close to committing to Alabama. They wanted to take a look at the G League just to check it out and see. I still feel like they have a pretty good shot there when all is said and done, but you have to factor in all of that stuff. Yeah, so for Nate Oates, he's going to earn his money trying to keep all the top talent he can. You know, going back to injuries, you're going to have injuries in almost every sport. The biggest thing is, do you have depth to cover that up? And I think that's what Nate Oates is able to do. What he does a really good job of is stacking a roster.
He does. And again, yeah, the list has been extensive, unfortunately. Chikou, Rojas, most recently Namari Burnett, Jawan Gary a couple of years ago. So you're just trying to avoid that as much as you can, but also understanding you got to keep bringing in guys. Tim, anything else before we get out of here?
No, again, you know, big shout out to Hoxson. This was a big pickup. Like I said, there's you're battling the, you know, the biggest names in the country. Gonzaga alone is drawing a lot of interest when they go after a kid. So obviously Kentucky and those guys, you're getting the right guys. And again, you know, kudos to the whole staff, everybody involved there. Nate Oates is obviously putting together a really good program. I know they work well as a team, and I know that they all chip in to do their job. But certainly Brian is really making a name for himself on the college recruiting trail.
There you go. Jaden Bradley, according to the 24/7 Sports composite rankings, a top 20 overall recruit and the number 3 point guard for the 2022 cycle, as committed to the Alabama Crimson Tide. For Tim Watts, Travis Ryer, thanking you once again for joining us here on the Bama Online podcast for continuing coverage of the Bradley commitment and so much more. Be sure to join us at BamaOnline.com. The Roundtable is a great place to hang out with us, the premium message board of choice for Alabama fans around the world. Until next time, so long, everybody.
If you want to win your fantasy football league, it starts right now. The offseason is the best time to get ahead of the competition. We'll help you win your league on the Fantasy Football Today podcast, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network. Fantasy Football Today has 3 episodes every week following the latest news, giving you early rankings, early sleepers, breakouts, and busts. So if you're a dedicated fantasy football manager, check out the most dedicated podcast, Fantasy Football Today. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found.